Man, Cindy, so nice to have you back. A lot of people really liked when you were here. Got such great feedback the first time you were on the podcast. People were, I don't want to say they were surprised at how smart you were, because I don't think anybody goes into thinking somebody's not smart. But it's always, let me correct this. Celebrities, there's this kind of notion that celebrities are stupid. I am not, like, I guess it on a lot of game shows in my time, right? And I was so lucky to go up against celebrities each time, because feeling ko, tangin mga celebrity. So, you know, I've won like six, maybe seven game shows, right? I've made millions from game shows because yung mga kalaban ko, artista. And it's not a blanket statement that all celebrities are dumb, because there are a lot of really smart ones. Michael V, I think, I say that all the time, is one of the smartest celebrities I've ever met. Leia Salonga is brilliant. There's a lot of really, really intelligent celebrities. But by and large, you know, I would say the majority, they're not very smart. So when you meet one that is, it's not that it's a whole pleasant surprise, but it's like, oh, thank God, she's smart. And I think maybe
because, you know, they have, you know, beautiful faces. Yeah. They feel they don't need to, you know, exert, you know, effort. They don't need to think. Sometimes they're just lazy to think.
You know what? That's probably a really good. That's probably a really good point.
No, I'm not defending my co-celebrities, but I just feel that maybe they feel that they can do, you know, everything through their, you know, charm.
Or it could be this. And maybe when you're really attractive, your whole life, people do your homework for you. People open every door for you. You don't have to reach too far to get something. Like, oh, kailangan ko ng lapis. Ito, lapis. Like, you don't have to actually exert too much effort in anything when you're super attractive. And that goes for guys and girls, right? But I guess especially females. There's always guys trying to lurk and try to score, right? So if you...
Lucky them. I did experience that.
That's bullshit, man.
Seriously. I'm a kind of boyish when I was younger. But I'm not, you know, a lesbian. Kind of boyish. Because athletic. No one did that for me.
No shit.
I'm not so funny. Maybe they're afraid of me because I'm taller than them.
How tall are you? You're 5'7", 5'8",
5'9". I mean, yeah, usually 5'7" and a half. Seven and a half. But I'm a bit a serious looking person. Maybe they're afraid, you know, of approaching me.
Honest. Okay, real answer. Honest. Ugly duckling, you? Were you ugly duckling? Is this where that humility of no, I never did that? Was it because maybe in grade school you weren't as pretty as you were as an adult?
No. I'm like this. Now. No, whatever. Yeah. No. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm very quiet. I'm very shy. I was very shy when I was younger.
Okay.
I'm not sure if until now, but I'm very introvert. So
how does that work? And I totally believe you. I think a lot of celebrities sometimes they'll say things like they're introverted, and then yet when you see the work that we do, we can stand in front of hundreds of thousands of people. I've stood on a stage with I think a million people in the audience. I've done that, you know, in shows before. And honestly, legit million. Like, don't do 1 million. No, legitimately, I've been in fucking front of a stage of a million people. And yet, I fancy myself as an introvert to an extent. I prefer being alone. I prefer being at home. I prefer not being with people. But a lot of that is I don't want to be intimate with people. I can stand on stage in front of a million people. No problem. Just don't talk to me. And then if I sit down and have a conversation with a person, that's where I start getting a little bit weirded out. Now, the podcast like this and my radio show, I always feel like there's a protection barrier. Like, I'm not right next to you, Cindy, right? So it doesn't feel as awkward for me. But generally speaking, I'm a slightly awkward in parties, in events. I never go to any of my movie premieres that I've been in. Never go into, like, viewing parties of shows that I've been to. I'm absent all the time because I just don't like being there. I hate hosting events. People who ask me, hey, can you host this event? I always say no. Almost always say no. Sometimes I just have to, but predominantly say no to those things. I don't know if that makes me an introvert or not, but
yes, you are.
Yeah, but people will go like, well, how can you do this job? Like, well, I don't know. I just do
it. I think you're a different person when you work. Like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because when I work, when I'm shooting, when I'm on the set, I'm a very different person. I'm not like this. Yeah. I'm not sure. I transformed to someone I'm not sure who.
That's interesting. Maybe we should talk about that.
In my real life, yeah. I just stay at home.
Yeah.
I don't really go out. I don't even go out to have dinner with my friends. Not even on their birthdays. So I just stay home. I just invite them if I really need to be with them. So just
would
go
you,
here.
Would you say you're a different person? Like someone you barely recognize when you're at work? Or do you just have a different part of you that is out and about?
Maybe my personality. I just don't want to, I'm not sure, spend my time less important. I feel less important things. I feel na marami akong dapat gawin na bagay.
Pero di ba, okay, you're one of the busiest actresses I know because I'm very close with the people at Viva and every single thing that comes out has Cindy Miranda's name in it. And you come out, how many movies did you do last year? Even in fucking pandemic, how many movies did you do?
Yeah, I've heard that na sinabi nila na ang dami mong works ko yate. Pero seriously, hindi talaga. I just feel na hindi ko alam kung naririnig lang nila palagi yung works ko. Pero compared sa ibang mga artists na babae, mas maraming may movies sa akin talaga.
Well, I'm
just so blessed na successful palagi yung mga ginagawa.
For sure. And I don't mean it as if in a competitive context. I mean it, halimbawa, like, okay, so sinabi mo, di ba, na most often when you're at work, you're a different person. Eh kung may trabaho ka naman every day, at yung oras mo... Diba? And if your hours are 12, 14, 16, I know that life, 12, 14, yeah. 16 hours a day, when are you Cindy? And when do you forget what Cindy is like? Do you forget who she is when you're working 7 days a week and you're pretending to be somebody else? There's a danger there if you look at it that way.
I think that's one of my talents. I mean, mabilis ako mag-shift. Kapag nasa tent na ako, I'm Cindy.
Okay.
Pag nasa set, I'm okay. I act like, you know, I cry like in seconds. I get mad like in seconds. I'm like that. I'm a bit weird actually.
No,
I
fuck can, yeah, dude. You could get weird.
Emotions easily. I think that's one of my
okay,
my talent.
Okay, ito. Putang ina, ito. Ah, ito. Challenge natin to. Before we get to these calls. Before we get to these calls. Crying contest, you versus me right now.
Really?
Yeah, who can cry faster? Who can cry faster? You or me, right now. Fucking A.
Like cry right now?
I fucking cry. I mean, I need tears in the eyes. I will. You can see my eyes. They has to have water. You.
How can we see?
Fucking, don't worry. Once the challenge starts, I'm going to put my face on the thing. But
no, I'm so pressured.
Crying
I'm
challenge.
Right now.
You versus me.
Right
no, I trust. Dude, I can cry fast. I haven't cried in a while, but I cry fast.
Okay.
You want to do
just
it?
Cry.
You want to do
I
it?
I just cry.
You want to do
right
this?
Right now?
Fuck yeah, right now. Ready? Timer starts.
Can I take off my...
What? You want to take out your makeup? Okay. No, you're fine. Ready?
I'm wearing my lens because eyes got me problem. If I take it out, it's easier for me to cry.
Well, you have an advantage. You cry all week. I haven't cried in fucking 10 years.
Okay. I mean, I think it's easier for you to cry right now.
Why? No, I don't. I rarely ever cry. I'm emotional, but I rarely ever cry. But you ready? Okay. Here we go. Okay, everybody, shut up. Everybody, shut the fuck up. Okay. By the way, I want to say hi to all the people who are streaming us live here. It's about 75. So I think in about maybe 10 minutes, we'll be at full capacity here with the people. So if you can't get in, understand, you know, I'm doing this now. I just started this the past few episodes. We're letting people watch just a select few. Not a lot of people get to watch. But for those who are here, thank you so much. We are going to have a crying challenge and you need to be the judge for those watching. Okay, you ready? Are we going to do this?
It is hard. Oh, my God.
Are we going to do this? Come on. Ready? Here we go.
You're going to win.
Three, two, one, go. Ay puta, I'm not in my mind.
Yeah. Pinapahiya ko yung sarili ko dito.
I am trying my best here. Don't blink. I can't do it.
Why? Let's do it together.
Maybe it's a challenge. It's the fact that it's a challenge. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
You know what? Maybe later.
By the end of the show. Because there might be some tragic shit on the episode today that's going to make it easier.
I'm still so happy because I just woke up. I start my day happy.
All right, all right. I
jump. I listen to, happy music.
Yeah. Okay.
Start.
Cindy Miranda's on the podcast here, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Good Times with Mo, the podcast. This is year number 11, episode number 29. Of course, Cindy, as I said, has been here on the show before, had really positive reviews about her. People thought your take and your insight was great. I think you were here with, who were you here with last time?
Sunshine.
Was it Sunshine? Oh, yeah. Sunshine. That's right. Sunshine was here. But you're here solo, and you've got a new show out. It's, of course, on Viva Max. We've been plugging Viva Max heavily on this podcast for since last year. Your show's called Escándalo, and it stars a lot of the same faces that you would see on a Viva film, Viva Films or Viva Max project. AJ Raval is there. AJ's been here. That's what I'm saying. AJ gets on the show, and I hate to talk shit because what I would expect from a celebrity, like, hey, can't really have a real conversation. All right, cool, blah, 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 whatever. But good, fine, great girl, nice, friendly, not rude or anything, but just not as in-depth. And again, Cindy, you're great conversation.
She's also very shy, right?
I don't know if she's shy. I don't know if she's shy. It's just like, we could have had a crying contest and probably would have been done in 2 minutes. Jay Manalo, of course. Jay's been on this show before. Jay's amazing. Love him. Fucking love him. He was so good on the podcast. Really kind of an old school type of guy, but love Jay. And I'll also say who else is here, but Escándalo is the name of the project, and it's on Viva Max. So you ready to go? Let's take our first call. We'll talk to Ellen. Ellen's 30 years old. She is in Cebu, and she is on the show. Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the podcast. That is Cindy Miranda. Of course, I'm Mo. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm.
Oh shit! Your internet is a little choppy, my dear. Ellen, can you hear us? Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Okay. So what's up? What do you want to talk about?
So I recently broke up with my girlfriend. So
your girlfriend.
I don't know if you need a backstory. I don't know if you need a backstory or what, but we're almost like 3 years.
Okay.
She cheated on me with the coworker.
She cheated on you with your coworker or her coworker?
Her coworker.
Okay. Another girl or a boy?
Yeah, another girl.
Okay. Damn.
And then that was like 2 months ago. So now I have all this time. Parang all this time in the world, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with my life anymore. So I went to Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting up with other girls as well. I haven't met with a guy, actually. So I don't know if I want to sleep or I want to try, what do you call this? Parang sleep around or one night stand. But I don't know how. Or is it not just me? So parang baka hindi ako para sa ganun.
You don't know that but life, you mean? What's the energy behind the one night stand? Is it, I want to get revenge on my cheating girlfriend, so I'm just going
to
fuck about 5 people?
No, not to spite her naman, but I think, am I missing out on something because of my age? Because I'm already 30 and I haven't tried that one, so.
You've never had a one-night stand? Huh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the question? Should you do it? How to do it?
Both, actually. Or I'm thinking if I should do it or should I just meet other people, to have my own circle of friends because I'm not from here, Cebu talaga. So
yeah.
I don't have any friends outside.
Is the need, want, desire, whatever word we're going to use here for a one night stand? I just might even rephrasing my question I said earlier, but is this to check something off a list, or is it, well, I need a sex life. I'm horny. Fucking A, man. I've been banging my girlfriend for 2 years. Now that she's not here, who's here to lick my vag? I need action. So.
The second one.
Okay,
though,
you need action.
Okay. Not even a checklist, yeah. No, not that one.
Perfect. Because if it's a checklist thing, then I'm going to say, hey, if you're not about that life, don't do the life. Like, don't, if you're not about it, don't do it. But if you need sexual interaction because you have a sex drive that needs to be fulfilled, and you know, sometimes people use the word needs, right? Then I think that's way more justification to jump into this lifestyle than say, you know, bucket list stuff, right? Okay, so let's do this. What was your question again? How to do it? How to do it, or should you do it? I forgot.
Both, actually.
Okay, how to do it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, do you even know what a definition of a one-night stand is? Cindy, do you know what a one-night stand is?
I think so. Okay, I haven't tried, but my friends told me how they did.
What is the definition of a one-night stand? I don't think a lot of people get this right. At least, I don't get... Di ko alam kung yung mga Pilipino actually fucking do it. Because when I hear their definition of it, it's not the definition that I think.
Really? Oh my God. Okay? Now, maybe I'm wrong.
See, that's what I mean. And it's okay to be wrong because I don't think we're really the type of people to do this very often. So let's go to Cindy first. Cindy, what is a one-night stand?
Okay, you meet someone, I'm not sure where, and then you invite him or her to a hotel. Sure. Something happens to you without, you know, without any... I'm not sure how can you say that to someone. No? Walang kahit ano. We're gonna do this, pero, you know, we're just...
I think you're 90% there, and maybe the differences between what you think it is and what I think it is are very minute details. So a one-night stand to me is you meet a person. It doesn't matter how, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter if it's an app, doesn't matter if it's a bar, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking church. I don't care. You meet somebody, you have sex with them the day you first meet them. That is a one-night stand, okay?
It's the first time you meet them.
It has to be the same day you meet them, okay?
Okay.
Not I met this person on Saturday and then I fucked them on Tuesday. It has to be then.
What if? I've seen them a lot of times. I'm not sure if they've seen me too. Pero I've seen them. For example, I go to clubs, I go to bars. Is it considered... Can you still consider that as one night stand?
Did you meet them?
And doon ka lang gonna notice.
Did you meet him? Or did you just see him?
Maybe nakita ka din niya.
Yeah, pero no introduction.
No introduction.
Pwede ba yun?
Pwede pa yun.
Does it really matter?
Right? May introduction na, nag-meet na kayo. Hi, hello, I'm Cindy.
Yeah.
Ah, so that's how. See, I've never tried that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I mean. I think sometimes it's a very fluid definition when we talk about it. Sa atin, no. But I think my definition of it is the going definition of you meet somebody the same exact day you're fucking them. And you barely know the person, obviously, and it's all excitement and stuff. So when we go to Ellen here, Ellen, is that what you want? You want to meet a stranger and have sex with a stranger and then move on from the stranger? Or is it like... you're looking for a FUBU?
Parang FUBU. Parang
okay. Yeah. So it starts, you could start with a one-night stand or you don't have to do a one-night stand. And this is important to the question because your question is, hey, should I do a one-night stand? Well, give me the energy. Why? And if it's because I want to find a FUBU because since I've lost my girlfriend, I don't have nobody to have sex with, then you don't have to fuck somebody the first day you meet them. You can actually build something even if there's no exclusivity, even if there's no prospective girlfriend relationship in all of this. You're just looking for sex. You can meet somebody and not sleep with them for 2-3 weeks later and it's not a one-night stand. So maybe remove from your mind, I need a one-night stand. And rephrase it as, I need sex. And how do I get some?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you like, you know, have sex with that person, then do it.
Yeah. And you can meet that person now. See, now all of a sudden, the one-night stand, quote-unquote, problem is so much easier to attack because you're not looking for a certain parameter that you're, you know, that you need in this. Now, you're a female, Cindy, female, as with many females in the world. If you want a one-night stand, you can have a one-night stand today, right? It's much harder for guys to pull off a one-night stand than girls. But if you're looking for a FUBU, and that's what you want, then don't put any definitions to it. Don't put any, hey, I need these things to happen. Just look for people, be honest with people. When you meet them on Tinder or you meet them with some, say, I'm just looking for something casual, you don't even have to say fuck buddy. The key phrase in all of this is, I'm not looking for a commitment. We all know what that means. All we right. all know what that means. Okay?
But you know what? One night, or whatever, you might, you know, I'm not sure, you might fall, maybe, right?
Oh, that's true. A good. There's always that range.
But don't. I'm not sure. Don't give. I'm not sure definition to, you know, something you're not sure.
Right? Well, Cindy, the rule we have on the show, no, is if you're looking for FUBU or fuck buddy or just casual sex, you can't have sex with them for more than 3 months, because once you hit that 3 month mark, that's when you're. What you're talking about starts to kind of develop. You tend to have that. There's a tendency to fall. There's a tendency for feelings. Sex is very intimate. It can be very intimate. Sometimes it's not like going to the gym where you're just working out. It could be something that's really like legit. There's feelings involved. So when you start, doing that for longer than 2, 3, 4 months, then you start getting into that danger zone where you're totally right, which is like, dude. Yeah, feelings falling.
We're starting to like that person, not
absolutely,
just for...
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, so the way I combat it here on the show, the way I tell people to do go is, well, then have 3 or 4 simultaneously. So you're kind of getting them in rotation. You're not stuck with one person that you're having sex with for 4 months. If you kind of variety it up, then the chances of you, I guess, falling in love are less. But, I mean, nothing is guaranteed in this world, right? So
that's not safe, no?
It's not safe, but...
Especially for women.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything...
The rotation.
Yeah, everything comes with risk. You know, it's just the way it is. In a perfect world, find a partner, find an exclusive partner, have sex, and just, you know, just be happy. But relationships fail? Relationships fail?
They're complicated.
Yeah, what happens when
people
they
fail? People are so complicated right now. It's so hard to meet, you know, a very, I'm not sure, good... person, nice person.
Yeah,
you can trust. I'm not sure.
So no.
I'm not sure why it's hard to meet people like that.
I've said on the show, I think it's harder to find a good career than a good love life. That's my opinion. On average, okay. Now, Cindy, you've had an amazing career this past year. You've had a great run. Right now, you're in the middle of an amazing run. Maybe for you, it's harder to find. A boyfriend than it, I don't, are you single, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm single.
Maybe it's harder to find a boyfriend than the next movie.
Yeah, right now that's my current situation. But I'm not sure, or maybe I'm choosy. I'm not.
No, and you should.
Or
you should.
I haven't met him.
Yeah.
And because it was, I'm not sure.
No, that's right.
Pandemic. I'm not sure. I still feel it's still pandemic.
Yeah. No, it's hard right now to meet people. That's absolutely right. So, Ellen, define what you want. Jump back on Tinder. Say some key phrases like not looking for anything serious, looking for something casual, and you'll be surprised the amount of people that will say me too. And then from there, you can kind of satisfy the sexual urges that you have. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, my dear. Appreciate you. Have a good day. All
right. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Cool.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
And Cebu's got a lot of attractive people, man. It's a good place. It's a good place to look for a FUBU. Best looking people in the country.
Just looking. I'm not sure. She just needs to release, maybe, right?
Yeah. But then what happens when you need it regularly? What if your release numbers need to be every week? What if your release numbers need to be 3 times a week? If your release numbers need to be once a month? You know, whenever it is.
Find a partner, a new partner.
Yeah. So I've got a question for you. A lot of your movies have, you know, very, they're not graphic sex scenes, but they're sex scenes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. And we'll go back to what we said earlier. When you're doing a scene, a love scene, a sex scene, whatever you want to call it, an intimate scene, and you don't have a boyfriend, does that ever substitute for, you know, okay, well, since I don't have a boyfriend, I'm assuming you're probably not having regular sex, but you get to have it in a movie. Does that substitute and like, okay.
No, we don't really do it.
I know you don't really do it, but you're, of course you don't really do it, but you're naked, you're kissing. I mean.
No, I never No, I never did that naked. No, I don't do AJ Revels, you know. I don't do those things. I'm very conservative, actually.
I know, but
and you know what? There's a surprise in this scandal. I'm very wholesome in this. I just did heavy drama in action. I'm not sure if people will, you know, be disappointed, but I started out that I'm not sure. Move in my career.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Root?
Yes. The one with Connors. Yes.
Yeah. I had like kissing scene with Kuya. What's his name again? See?
You can't.
I just want Oh, you were just four.
You were with dude, what's that dude's name? Was it Ryan?
No. A very good actor.
God damn it, hold on. Where's my Viva Max? Hold on. I got my Tom will open my Viva. No, I watched Rerun.
Of course I know him.
Fuck. What was his Luis? Luis.
No.
See, Adrian.
No.
He was in
The Root with John Sid Lucero.
That's right. Sid Lucero. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sid,
my husband in The Root.
Sid Lucero,
John Arcilla, and Natalie Hart. You were only four characters.
Yep. This is the one where you guys are in, you got out in the fucking bukid or whatever, then the guy, you're in a car, and then that old crazy man kind of takes you in. In this house, and then he's I don't know if he's drugged Natalie or he's somehow brainwashed her by where she's there, and then you guys have a good connection. Am I spoiling it for people who haven't seen it? And without too much.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. You and Natalie end up kind of, you know, bonding a little bit and then try to escape from this crazy man's home. I saw fucking Rerun. See?
That's my last movie with a bit kissing scene with Kuya Sid because in a husband ko siya.
Dude, that was more than a kissing scene. You guys are on the beach, man.
But I was wearing, you know, clothes. So when we did something like, you know, in the car. We did something in the car, right?
Yeah. But okay, so I'm not saying you're having sex with Sid, no. But
No.
But you're implying
you were asking me if that's like a kind of substitute because I'm single, right?
Yeah.
No way. I don't get that satisfaction in those kind of scenes. Why? A lot of people are watching. And of course you're protecting yourself. You can't really, you know, move. You know, that's the worst scene palagi. Yung mga ganong intimate. Very awkward. Imagine, I mean, ang daming tao. And your girl, kahit na hindi ka maghubad, diba? Still, whatever, naka-spunks ka, you're wearing bra. Still, it's the act, no? I feel na kapag nag-hip, when I'm having sex, you know, it should be really in private.
Yeah. I remember we had, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, because you guys know the history of the show more than I do, but we had Rosanna here. And Rosanna does a lot of Viva Max movies, right?
Rosanna Rosas.
Yeah, sorry. Osa. Okay. We had Rosanna Rosas here. And I could have sworn she told me when she was doing a sex scene, and hers were sex scenes, right? I mean, fucking full on, right?
That
one of the cameramen was like super aroused by her because obviously she's fucking naked. She ended up banging the cameraman.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. She ended up fucking the cameraman. And that, I mean, Rosanna's just fucking, obviously Rosanna's like fucking wild, right? But dude, I could have sworn that's what it was. I remember she fucked with a photographer, she told me. These are all stories that she's saying on the podcast here. But yeah, man, Rosanna's like just a different, free spirit person is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, I love her. I love watching
she's cool.
her. You know, when I was younger, yun yung uso kasi before, as a naked.
Yeah. The SD right? films. Yeah, they're full.
How do you call those kinds of movies?
We would call it SD films. Bold SD. Yeah. We would call, I mean, what are other words for it? I don't know.
Bawal na kasi ano ngayon. But if not, I'm not sure. Maka yung Viva gumagawa pa rin yan.
Well, listen, in the reroute, however you pronounce it.
Reroute,
Natalie's she's pretty naked in that movie, though, too.
Did you watch her that part of the movie?
yeah.
Where she had sex with John Arcilla, right?
Yeah, the old dude. Yeah. is that his name, John Arce? I'm like, oh, that fucking guy's old. Riri, by the way, if you want to make some kind of reference to what Cindy and I are talking about, obviously it is available on Viva Max. But before you watch Reroot, make sure to check out Cindy's new series. It's called Escándalo.
It's going to be on Sunday pa. Okay. Escándalo.
And is it going to be...
I think that's my best film. I consider that my
Which
best
one? Reroot?
Film. Yeah, Reroot, yes. I hope, guys, for those who haven't watched it, please.
I watched the one with Sunshine.
I'm really proud of it.
Sunshine as well. Well, okay, wait. Escándalo, is this going to be a week-to-week show or is this going to be all of it?
Every week will... That's a 10 episode series.
Okay.
So it will start on Sunday, episode one, and then the next Sunday, episode two.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, make sure to check that out. Let's take a break. Cindy, when we come back, we'll have a couple more calls, and then that'll be it for the show. I mean, it's fast moving, but I hope you're having a lot of fun. And thanks for everybody who is listening and who's streaming with us, all, you know, about 80 of you here who are on the podcast. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide. It's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide. It's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times from All the Podcasts. You're 11, episode number 29. Cindy Miranda is on the show, back on the podcast here, Cindy. And I know this is not going to be your last time because obviously we have such a great relationship with Viva here on the podcast, with Viva Max. And hopefully when you come out with these shows, movies, all that stuff, that you'll pay us a visit. But here tonight, you are for Escándalo, which starts on Sunday. Yeah. It is a week-to-week TV series, your first leading series, right?
Yeah, lead role in the series, yes.
Is that a lot of pressure on you to make it successful when you're in the lead?
Yeah, because this is, they said, this is the biggest series of Viva Max. Of course, nice. All-star Viva Max stars. Imagine that. I think I'm not sure if this is the biggest, but
Sean de Guzman is in this, right? Ayana Missola's in it.
Ayana Missola. Imagine those hot girls.
You know what? Sorry, we had to hit pause there. I know you're just talking about these hot girls at Viva, but somebody hacked our Zoom chat or our Zoom room and started playing music and shit, and we had a hard time getting through them. So everybody else who is trying to get back into the room, I am not going to broadcast this anymore for the rest of the day because I don't want to waste Cindy's time here. Like you said, you have a long day of Zoom meetings and stuff. So let's just do the show without the streamers. Don't worry, no problem, because everybody's going to download it anyway. Is that cool with you?
Okay, yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Sorry, Cindy, before we take our next call, social media, what's the one you like? I know I asked you this last time, but maybe, you know, things change. Do you prefer TikTok more? Do you prefer Instagram more? Do you prefer Facebook more? Where do people get in touch with you?
Not a social media person, but of course I have my Instagram and Facebook. My Facebook is connected to my Instagram. So what I post on my Instagram, I post on my Facebook. I don't have TikTok, sadly.
Yes, me too. Don't worry about it. It's fun. It's funny. It's entertaining. But yeah, I'm not.
That's Instagram and Facebook. I'm not sure why I don't have TikTok. But I see my friends, you know. I love watching them, you know, doing their TikTok videos or whatever crazy things they do for their TikTok. But I'm not sure if I don't have time or I'm very shy to do those kind of things. Or maybe I'm not sure what to do.
I'm going to say it's the latter. I'm going to say maybe it's a little bit more shy, because even the most famous people who probably have busier schedules than you and I find time to fucking TikTok. I think for someone in their mid-20s, you were a bit of an old soul, no? Do you ever look at your coworkers who are your age and go, "Tangin na mabata." Like just the way they act.
Yeah, I feel so old whenever I'm with my, you know, my friends with same age, or, you know, co-artists with same age. I'm not sure why, or I'm a very serious person, but I'm not. I'm actually crazy because my friends are all gays and they're very, very, very crazy people.
Maybe they're crazy for you. Like you get to scratch the itch of crazy with your friends, but you don't have to be crazy. You can be part of something crazy without being the crazy one.
Maybe. Or I'm a different person again when I'm with my friends. I'm not sure. I'm like them when I'm with them, but I'm not like them. I'm working. Yeah.
You drink a lot?
I shift easily. I'm not sure why. I have like 10 personalities. I'm not sure.
What's your...
I'm weird, actually.
But do you get drunk? Because I don't drink, right? And I was wondering like...
Only hard,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really, you know, drink that much because I don't go out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true.
I think I drink here at home with my friends. That's it.
With your gay loud gay friends.
I don't really want to, you know, go out. I don't know why. I feel like I'm just going to waste my time.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, I completely understand that life, 100%. I don't really go out too much. Let's take our next call. Yes, shall we, Cindy? We're going to talk to Tom. Tom is, oh dear, Tom, I forgot how old you were. Tom, how old are you again?
29. I'm 29.
29 years old. And you are in Manila. Yeah. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, in Manila. Yeah,
all right.
Manila.
What's up, brother? Welcome to the show. By the way, this is Cindy Miranda. She's got a new show out starting on Sunday. It's called Escándalo. It's on, Viva Max. Everybody else out there, please go check it out. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Viva Max and the platform and the app and how much it costs and all these things in just a little bit. But Tom, first, let's concentrate on you. What's going on, man?
Hi, Tom. Okay.
Hello, Cindy. Okay, here's my story.
Yeah.
Currently, I have a long-time girlfriend, and she's Russian.
Okay.
And previously, we're living together in Philippines.
Okay.
Philippines, but right now she left Philippines because it was pandemic, and right now she's planning to go back in Philippines. But there was a problem, and there's an ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, we heard.
It's awful. She's skeptical of moving back because she has a thought that maybe it's her last time to see her parents, and you know she's in between the decision of leaving me or staying in Russia.
Is she in Moscow or where is she?
Moscow, currently in Moscow.
Okay, I mean. She thinks
I have a question. Yeah, living? What do you mean by living? Leaving the relationship or living like just leaving because?
Yeah, nakatira.
Okay, leaving the relationship. But you know, I offered her like to start our own family in Philippines, but she have some conditions. And the first one is she doesn't want to live in Manila because it's too traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, other option is, you know, she's okay like living in Siargao or other provinces, or move to Australia, the other option.
Tom, how did she end up in the Philippines in the first place? Like, if she's not a fan of, well, I mean, I guess she's a fan of the provinces or whatever, but how did she end up in Manila initially?
Actually, her father is our supplier of some raw materials in constructions.
Okay.
And she was assigned here in Philippines.
Okay, got it. And how old is she?
28. She's 28.
Okay, so she's really young as well. So your Cindy brought up a great point here when you said leaving. I thought you meant like living. I didn't know she's actually thinking of breaking up with you.
Yeah.
And what was the reason for the breakup? It's because it's long distance?
Not actually long distance, but you know, she's afraid to leave her family in Russia because of the conflict in Ukraine with Russia. Like, you know, like there will be a war, something like that.
Yeah. Wow, this is an interesting problem. And so it's so kind of timely, right? I mean, how long have you guys been away from each other?
Actually, it's almost 2 years na rin. Almost 2 years.
And are you struggling to stay together or...
Okay, actually, recently, struggling na.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just for kicks, though. Yeah, I'm my own curiosity for the geopolitical world. Is she in favor of what Vladimir Putin is doing?
Actually, you know, she's really against it. But for example, if you're going to share a story about, you know, Ukraine and Russia, but, you know, she will not go into in favor of Ukraine, but she's against war.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever. So what's the question?
So it's like, you know, because I'm currently on my peak of my career. So am I going to choose her or I'm going to choose my career?
Dude, why are you asking us? How do we know? I don't even know how much you love this girl. I mean, is she the one?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking she's the one. But, you know, the problem with me, for example, if I'm going to choose her is I'm going to go back from zero. It's like this, my current job is my dream job.
Ooh, that is tough. Man, Cindy, this is a good question for you.
I'm so confused. Why do you need to choose? I mean...
Hindi, kasi sabi, why... diba, sabi niya yung girlfriend niya na halimbawa they're gonna be together, she doesn't want to be in Manila. I'm assuming, Tom, you can only do your job in Manila?
You need to... Yeah. You cannot do your job online?
Teka lang, anong probinsya ba gusto niya? Diba sabi mo, okay lang yung ibang places sa Pilipinas, wag lang Manila. So, give me her number one spot outside of Manila. Let's see if maybe that's a place you can start a career. San niya gusto?
Actually, usually, Siargao, Palawan. Yeah.
Walang traffic. So, gusto niya sa dagat. Yeah. Malapit sa dagat.
It's not even dagat. You're talking about the dagat of all dagat. It's like, hold on one second. I'm going to put you on hold because there's some fucking background music, background noise. It's like this. Cindy, it's like, oh, you want to live in the Philippines? Yeah, where? Oh, you know, I just went to someone relaxing, like Amanpulo. It's like, fuck, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
I don't live in Siargao. Like, what the fuck are we going to do in Siargao? It's like, yes, it's beautiful. Of course, it's stunning. It's among the best beaches in the world.
But she wants a peaceful place.
Yeah, but how the fuck are you going to afford that? What job can you get in Siargao when you're a, whatever this guy is, construction, something, something?
Someone should be a billionaire. Either one of them.
I know. I, that's the problem. Okay.
Or maybe in simple province.
But even then, how do you get How do you get a career going in a simple province? Like, what are the opportunities, especially for a guy like Tom?
Online, maybe.
I'm sorry, which one?
Online work, and then he goes to Manila.
The dream.
Once a week, and then go back to.
Parang walang work from home sa construction.
So maybe kung boss siya pwede din,
exactly. If you own the company, then yeah, sure.
The girl is not willing to, you know, compromise. I'm not sure.
Well, I think, is her compromise, that's a good question, Cindy. Is her compromise Australia? Is that what he said? If not Siargao, Palawan, El Nido, Amanpulo, or Boracay, is her compromise then Australia? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Australia.
Is that something appealing to you? Like, do you think you'll be able to be successful there? Because it sounds like you can, right?
Yeah,
I can. But, you know, the problem is like how to start, you know, from zero.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little bit like comfortable with my job. And easy
is your company multinational?
Yeah, multinationals.
Can't you then reassign yourself to another city around the world that your company has a office or satellite, whatever, you know, office in another country?
Yeah, actually, I also tried about it, but as of the moment, it's not open.
Yeah. No, interesting. Okay, this is a really good question. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. We had this question 1,000 times, but it's just nice that it's Russia. You know, like, oh, it's a thing. Cindy, well established as it has been throughout the episode today, you are on maybe just like Tom at the top of your career, but maybe there's even more levels. But let's just say you're very successful. At the very least, this is an amazing time for you. And we talked about the frustrations of finding love, your frustrations. So I don't want to use the word frustration because baka naman you're not frustrated. Baka okay lang. But wala kang boyfriend. So, kung may nahanap ka na guy that you can really look at him and go, man, I can spend my life with this guy. But it means giving up all of these things, including Escándalo, by the way, which is starting on Sunday on Viva Max.
May sagot ako dyan. Siguradong-sigurado ako sagot ko.
Yeah, go.
Kasi nga, standard ko, alam ko din naman kung ano eh.
Okay, go.
That's why, I mean, hindi naman ako may love dyan kundi ako kayang buhayin, right?
Yeah.
Kasama talaga yun. I'll be honest. Because ayoko naman, di ba, magkarelasyon ng walang pangarap or walang ginagawa sa buhay.
Okay.
Na ako, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pagpapalit ko yung career ko.
That's fucking stupid.
I feel and I'm confident enough that that's I can crazy. Go back to more.
You're part nuts. I mean, Cindy, that's such a wrong answer. I can't even believe it.
But you know what? To me, I'm like, you know, in my late 20s right now.
I know, but I just said how easy, you know how so hard it is. Hard. You know it's how so hard it is to get to where you are right now. Do you know how?
But you know the problem is
what?
It's you told me it's easier to
find
to
love.
Have a good career right now.
No. I said it's easier to find a love life than a good career.
Really?
Great career?
No, it's not.
Cindy, do you know how many? Sorry, Tom.
I know.
Tom, we're not going to talk about your life right now. I'm going to talk about Cindy's life, but I will get back to your life, I promise. Just hang on.
Okay.
Cindy. You know, Cindy. When I'm at work, talaga sobrang masipag. And I've done that.
Do you know how hard it is? To be Cindy Miranda, to get to that level in anybody's life. Like, you know how many people are lining up to audition? You know how many people would fucking, like, just to get to where you are. Now, fine, you said it. There's a lot of other people there na masikat. Sure, yeah, of course. There are a lot of others. But to get where you are right now, do you know, can you fathom how difficult it is to get to this level where you have 4 movies, your own show, fucking project after project after project. Goddamn, that's so hard to get to that level. Your name is on the show. It's not the fourth name or the fifth name or the sixth name. It stars your name. That is so hard to get. Eh, kung gusto mo ng love life, daming lalaki dyan na would fucking cut their arm off to date you. You know how hard it is to get to where you are?
I've worked so hard to get here. I'm still working hard until now. Until now. I don't get tired. Actually, I'm a very workaholic.
So imagine you would give that up. Now, I get it for a life.
I've done that
for
already.
I've done that already.
What? But now, my problem is, really, I told you, it's so hard to find someone I like.
Okay.
I know what I like because I know what I like.
Okay.
You told me, it's just so easy to have, you know, to get in a relationship for me right now. Yes, a lot of men are, you know, are around me.
Mark Anthony Fernandez trying to hook up with you.
Trying. But I don't like them.
That's okay. You'll find somebody. You don't. Dude,
yes, I know.
Everybody finds somebody. But nobody, it's so hard to find a good, stable career that you're doing your dream job.
But you're asking me if dumating yung right guy.
I know.
The guy I'm looking for, yeah.
I respect your answer. I just disagree with it.
And if he asked me, right, kung gusto ko siya, and then he asked me if, will you marry me right now?
Puta, yes. You know what? We had Barbie Imperial here. Right? Mm-hmm. You know Barbie, right? Barbie's here, and she's dating Diego Loizaga. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm sitting here, and we're talking about them and all that stuff. And she's clearly in love. And I said, if Diego right now proposes to you, are you going to say yes? And she's like, yes. I go, you're so fucking stupid. Like, it's so fucking stupid. And I don't mean this. I don't mean this, guys, to insult you. No, I really don't. Yeah. I know it comes out that way because I'm just doing it for the show. Shepard in mind if we were sitting next to each other. I'm not going to say that, but we're on a show.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change that the advice is correct. That would be fucking stupid to get involved any further with that guy. Oh, like a miracle, fucking 2 weeks later, they're not together anymore.
That's so sad.
2 weeks after her, she's promoting her show. Diego's in the show. She's in love. She's like, oh, we're going to get married. 2 weeks, give or take. Those motherfuckers are done. And so hard to get to that level in your especially in show business, so hard. So I'm not saying
right now, Mo, you told me nga, you feel like, you know, I'm an old soul. I feel like I'm older than, you know.
Yeah, than you really are. Right.
I think I consider myself wise right now than, you know, years before. Yeah. I had ex naman before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told you I know what I'm looking for. If I find that guy, I'm not going to papakawalan yun. I'm going to say yes. Life is too short. Ito ha, Mo, this is really hard. Imagine that. Sabi ko sa'yo, wala akong mahanap. So kung mahanap ko siya, if he asks me, why not?
Okay.
I think nasa right age ako.
I respect your answer.
And it doesn't mean that yung, kasi yung tanong mo, ipagpapalit ko eh.
Well, that's where Tom is.
Yeah, I feel na sa case ko. Yeah, I might stop for, you know, years kung magpapakasal ako, magkakaanak ako. But if I want to go back, if that person really, you know, supports me or believe in me, I think I can still work.
Okay.
After
a few years. It's just because the problem with Tom is, I mean, Tom, I'm sure you'll get a job. If you end up in Moscow, if you end up in Siargao, if you end up in Australia, you're going to get a job, right? But it's not the dream job. It's not where you are. It's not what these things that are going on right now. Maybe, you know, there's a chance it'll be better, but it's such a big risk to take. So kind of getting all of this and bringing it back to you, should you give up your career or the threat or the risk to give up your career for this girl?
Uy, meron akong tanong sa kanya.
Yeah.
Yan lang ha, para ma-answer lang yung question niya. Saan ba siya mas happy? So work niya o dun sa group?
That's an incredible question.
Yeah. I just want to know that. Yeah. That very simple question.
Again. Sorry. Again.
I mean,
what brings you more joy? Your girlfriend or your job?
Yeah.
Actually, as of the moment, job.
Then that's the answer to your question.
How hot is this girl?
Simple.
She's Russian. How hot is this girl?
I'm sorry. You can't choose, you know.
Really
something
hot.
Else.
She's really hot. You have a photo of this girl? Can you send it? I want to share it with Cindy here. You got a photo?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll send it on Viber for a while.
Send it right now. Like, ngayon okay. mismo. I'm going to talk to Cindy still about this is a really good. Okay, while we're waiting for this guy to send a photo of his hot Russian soon to be wife. Just so we know if you're Siargao bound. Cindy, of course, is on Iskandalo, which is on Sunday. It's a 10-episode series starting the 10th of April. It's on Viva Max. It follows the story of Patricia, who you play, right, Cindy? You're a detective. Of course, who you want to climb the corporate ladder of police, right? You want to climb the ladder to prove your father's innocence. I guess he was wrongly accused of something. And AJ Raval is in it. She plays the role of M. She's a social media celebrity who is bashed when her sex video with a mysterious man becomes viral. Patricia, your character, again, gets deeper into this whole scandalous case, and you're able to connect several people, some very close to her. I think I should stop there without giving too much. But it sounds like it'll be a really fun show to check out. You can subscribe to Viva Max for only 149 pesos per month. You can do $3.99 for 3 months, but you want to go and visit web.vivamax.net, or you can download the app. That's how I have it. I've downloaded the app, and you can subscribe via Google Play Store, Huawei App Gallery, or the App Store. Do check it out. There's tons of ways to pay, by the way, whether it be GCash, Easy Pay, 7-Eleven all day, Paymungo, GrabPay. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff, options for that. A lot of cool things that go along with it. Just too much to do to kind of enumerate. But it doesn't matter where you are, man. Middle East, if you're in UAE, Saudi, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, you guys can watch for only 35, whatever your money equivalent is over there, a month. Viva Max can be streamed in Europe, Russia, I'm assuming, for £8 a month. And it is also available in Hong Kong, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, South Korea. I'm going to name every country in the world. But it's available. Go check it out.
Available, I think, over 72 territories right now. I'm not sure. I remember 72 right now.
72, which is, if that's the case, I mean, 72. Like, how many? I'm trying to think. Still growing.
Well, no,
but that's just about the entire world. I mean,
that's pretty close.
Anything more than that, you're starting to nitpick, not like a little tiny countries that nobody's ever heard of. Okay, so now I'm looking at the photo of this girl. Let me get back Tom here. Hey, Tom.
I guess she's so pretty. She's a Russian.
Yeah, well, how do I do this? How do I send it to you, Cindy? She got blue eyes or green eyes? Like, her eyes are so green. Man, Cindy, it's like
Russian doll, like a Russian doll.
Yeah, no, she is beautiful. She's got really green eyes. Really super green eyes. Huh.
Are you sure you're happier to work more?
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you doing? Construction? Are you sure that that's fun?
Sayang naman ang magandang anak, di ba? With a rush.
Yeah, she's beautiful, man.
It's up to him, right?
Yeah. Okay. This is tough.
Just happiness. That's it.
But Cindy, you asked him, what makes you happier, your job or the girl? He said his job. And I think that really is the million peso question. What brings you more fulfillment? Now, if this girl felt the same way about you, well, no, how do I phrase this? Like, she's willing to move to the Philippines, but she's putting traffic in the as the barrier between you and her. Like, may traffic sa Manila, di ko na kaya. If that's what is setting her back and then now thinking of leaving you because of it, I'm not 100% sure I'm really confident that.
No, it's just your work over her.
Imagine if you met the guy that you're talking about, Cindy, the guy that this mythical guy that doesn't exist yet. And then he's like, oh, you know, hindi ka punta ka dito, minin. Hindi, init eh. It's like, yun lang.
Tangina. You know, ibig sabihin na, hindi ko talaga gusto yung guy na yan. Because ang dami kong reasons. Alam mo, kahit papuntahin pa niya ako sa Tondo, dun siya nakatira, if I really like that guy, yeah, I'm gonna leave there. Seriously. Pagpapalit ko talaga
yung career. I'm not sure if I believe you.
Love ko talaga yung guy. Ang hirap magkaroon ng love ngayon. If you love that girl.
This is a hard question for you to answer publicly. But can you marry, or not marry, can you date, can you be with a guy who is half as successful as you are?
I told you kanina, alam ko na yung gusto ko, no? I want a successful man. But, yun nga, hindi natin masabi kung kanino ako magkakagusto. Okay. If I fell in love with half, you know, successful man, you know, than I am right now, wala akong magawa.
Yeah, yeah. What are you gonna do? Right. Okay.
But, you know, the best thing about it, nahanap ko na siya, di ba? Yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think, yun lang naman yun eh. Kung magiging happy ako with that guy, na hindi naman ako, sabi ko nga, it's so hard, di ba? To meet someone who can make you happy, satisfy, kahit simple lang ang buhay.
Yeah.
Oh, iba yun ha. Mapasaya niya ako nang wala siya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Standard na gusto ko. Because I know what I like. I'm that kind of person. I know what I want.
You know, it's funny.
I know what I'm looking for. So kung na-in love ako sa kanya na hindi siya successful or half or wala siyang trabaho or kung ano man.
Yeah.
But something. You know, yeah. There's something in him.
Right.
So, still.
I wonder if this girl being Russian changes the way we're excited about her, right? It's like, oh, she's Russian. She's got green eyes. Like, what if she was just your regular, you know, OFW in Moscow? And then you send us a photo and this girl's just like your garden variety OFW. We would be like, pare, you know, go. Or are we trying to make an exemption, or we're trying to make this work because this girl's Russian? You know? Like, are we falling into that trap? Tom, ultimately, Cindy's right. I think she hit it right on the head. You go with what makes you most happy. You go with what makes you most fulfilled. If this girl really, really loved you and knew that the best future for the both of you, and not talking about financial, I'm talking about stability, I'm talking about your entire duration of your relationship, whether it leads into marriage and everything. If it means trying to beat the traffic situation in Manila, she would do it. However, let me give her a little bit of credit. Her desire to stay in Russia because of her parents is a legitimate concern. Yes, there is a war going on in that region, and she doesn't want to leave them. Are the chances of Moscow getting bombarded or anything like that? Well, right now, I don't think it's as high as maybe she worries about, but she knows more about it than we do. She's there. Is there a World War III looming? I don't think so. I think the world is in a much more mature place to allow something like that to happen. But it is a legitimate concern. And for her to choose her parents and going home to Moscow because she's worried about the political landscape of the world, I actually find that to be kind of good for her as a daughter. Like, she wants to do that. Like, good for her.
Yeah.
No. And I don't want to take naman it against her. I don't want to sit here and go, traffic lang? Well, no, it's not just traffic. It's she wants to be with her parents. But if the option to move to the Philippines is real and she wants to move to the Philippines for you, but what's stopping her is because Manila has traffic and it's dirty, I find that to be a little bit too weak of an answer for me.
Yeah.
Okay? So how would I address this? And we'll wrap this up now because then we got to go. How will I address this? I would tell her, listen, sweetheart, I love you. I want a future with you. I want us to be together. I cannot leave my job because not only does it make me happy, it is the most, it's the best thing I do right now for my career. And it's important. Stability is important. Outside of this being my dream job, I'm good at it. And I can translate that into a future for us. I know Manila's dirty. I know the traffic situation is bad, but we can find ways around that. We'll be together and we can go to the beach fucking every 3 months, every month, every 2 months, whatever. If you really need to get away from the city, I'll be able to afford that. So let's not let Manila be the problem that breaks us up. But I do respect your decision to stay with your family also. So having said all that, I would like you to decide, but you know what I want. I love you and I want to be with you. That's how I would word it. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Really, lang. Baka naman ayaw. Baka really naman hindi mo pumipila ng ticket, ha? Going back to Philippines. I'm just joking.
Ano.
This is a joke. Sabi ko, try buying her a ticket. Baka umuwi siya ng Pilipinas.
Yeah. Or actually, yeah, I offered her. Yeah, offered her. Yeah.
Just be patient na lang with her.
Yeah.
Something's up there. So, you know, just wait.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any tourism right now. I don't think there's any tourism coming into Russia, right? Because a lot of the airlines have stopped flying there.
Oh,
so
one of the reasons. So yeah. just wait na lang muna, right? Yeah. If you love her.
Yeah, but definitely, okay. I definitely all those words that I said, I would put that on her table. I would let it be her decision instead of letting it be your decision because you're in Manila. Okay.
Yeah.
You're the one with the good job. Let's put it in her shoes. Have her make the call instead of you make the call. Since anyway, what's most happy for you right now is your job. It'd be okay. Let her be the problem. Let her have the problem. It's a little cunning, okay, but I think it's effective. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Tommy
thank
boy.
You, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's called leverage. Why does he have leverage? Well, he has leverage because he likes the job more. If what makes him happy is where he is right now, it's the girl's problem now. She
where you're happy.
Right. She needs to make the choice to adjust because he's happy. Yeah. Right? Makes sense? Okay. Cindy, where are we? We've got some calls left, but
yeah,
we are running out of time with you, I know, because I'm taking up a lot of your time. How about this? Let's wrap it up here. That little hacking shit earlier kind of derailed us a little bit. I know I told Viva I'd have you for an hour. We are already there. So do this, though. I hope you had fun. And if you have got anything to promote, shit, you can promote episode 2 of Escándalo just to come back.
Yes, please.
Just to come back.
I can do that.
Yeah, please come back. I the listeners really, I think, like your input and just your overall demeanor and stuff. Please do, by all means, come back to the podcast whenever you can.
Yes, I'll tell Moises. Moises to book me.
Totally. Yeah, Moises is our guy.
Yeah.
So, Escándalo, of course, again, just to remind everybody, this is on the 10th of April, perfect for the Holy Week, because we're always looking for things to do, right? During Holy Week, things to watch. This is where we catch up on all of the shows and, you know, watch the movies and whatnot. If you're not, of course, going to Sharga with your Russian girlfriend, you're probably looking for something to watch. And this is a really good thing to watch. Now, obviously, it's you know, one episode a week. So if you've seen the first episode and you're looking for something else, that's where Reroot comes in. That's where all the other ones that you know, Cindy and you know, all the other great people over there at Viva can come in. Okay. So Cindy, anything else?
If they're looking for, you know, sexy action.
Yeah.
Happy drama. They should watch Scandalo, right, starting on Sunday.
Yep.
Worldwide series premiere.
That's right. That's
Pearl right. 10, right? On Sunday. I hope they will watch.
Yeah. And, yeah. 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 Do check it out.
I'm excited. I'm excited to share my first ever series with them.
Yeah.
I pressure, hope they will though, like
huh? Pressure, like you said, right?
Yeah, I did action here. I told you I want to be an action star. So no, I started.
You're doing another, you're practicing. This was off air. You and I were talking about it. You said you have training coming up soon for another project.
For another.
Is it
this
action?
Is like another hard, you know, hard action. This is just my intro, the Scandalo for action, you know, being an action star. So my next film is like a badass, you know, action film, something like that.
When are you gonna start?
Something like Kate. Have you watched Kate?
Which one? In that
Kate, the Kate. Female Kate. Version of John Wick.
Hold on. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
It's like the female version of John Wick.
Yeah, but
so that's my tech.
Who's in that? Oh, I saw Kate. Yeah, no, I saw this. That's right. This came out recently, no? Like late last year?
Japan setting.
Yeah.
I think this year, right?
Yeah, or was it? I'm not sure if it was late last year or yeah, but really, really recently. And that's a tall girl, man. She's a big girl, dude. And you're pretty tall too. So I think it would definitely be kind of something like that. That's where was it in Tokyo or where was it? Was it
somewhere in Japan?
Yeah, no, that was a good show, man. I did watch Kate.
Very, very nice show.
Okay,
so yeah, that's my peg. That's where I'm going.
Okay,
I really want to be a heavy drama action star.
You ever get in a fight in your life though? Have you ever been in a fist fight? Have you ever beat up a girl? Have you ever beat up a boy?
Not yet. I'm a very, very kind and nice person.
So this is one of your 10 personalities, right? When you want to be an action star. Right? So 10. Okay, cool.
Pwede, why not? Bawal eh. Joke lang.
Cindy Miranda, of course, thanks for being here, and for everybody else listening, streaming, downloading. We appreciate it. Again, check out Viva Max worldwide, especially this Sunday. We'll see you guys again. Thanks for hanging out. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.